This is the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. Through the years, we've often heard about ranchers going after the makers of meat alternatives over issues like what can be properly called meat, or disparaging statements about the quality or methods involved in production. You've heard those sorts of things, right? Well, this next item involves ranchers and cattlemen filing a class action against U.S. meat packers. What's their beef exactly? Well, the ranchers claim that the meat packers are purposefully driving down prices. Joe Fassler is deputy editor of the New Food Economy, and he's been covering this subject. Joe, welcome to Texas Standard.
Thanks. So glad to be here.
A quick economics problem, I suppose you could say. At the start of 2015, meat packers started to pay ranchers less for their cattle, and yet the price of ribeye was not budging. What was going on here, at least according to the ranchers?
Yeah, this was something that I was hearing even back in 2015 from sources I would talk to in the ranching community. You know, demand for beef is going up. Why isn't the price going up? Mm-hmm. And what this suit alleges is that the big four meat packers, which, you know, is Tyson, National Beef, JBS, and Cargill, as well as some others who are also named in the suit. The suit says that they used a variety of means to actually make it harder for ranchers to sell their beef to feedlots. And so as a result, they would be much more desperate to actually get the animals sold and would take a lower price. And that's why the price actually was going down even while demand was going up.
The tactics that they describe or that you describe in your piece for the New Food Economy sound pretty aggressive. I mean, it sounds like they were doing things like strategically closing down slaughterhouses.
That's one tactic among many that's alleged in the suit. So companies would strategically close down plants in the area so that cattle ranchers had nowhere else to go. Then they'd open up again suddenly and there would be a glut because everyone would kind of be moving to sell at that time. And because of that, it created this sort of artificial bottleneck, allegedly, that made ranchers more likely to take a lower price.
For something like this to work, you're going to have to corner the meatpacking market. And I guess, in a way, a lot of this story is the structure of the meatpacking business, because you really have a big four with a corner on the market.
Absolutely. And that seems to be sort of the elephant in the room here. Four companies process over 80% of the beef in the U.S., and their power is enormous. There's perhaps certain efficiencies that come with that, but there's also potential for monopolistic behavior. And that's certainly what the plaintiffs feel they've identified here.
Is there any evidence that they purposefully colluded to go around the ranchers?
Well, ultimately, a judge is going to decide whether or not there's sufficient evidence for this case to proceed. But, you know, looking at the suit, which is a 121-page document, the case that's laid out is pretty compelling. It relies not only on economic data and government reports, but also anonymous witnesses. There's quite a few of those cited in the document, people who sound like they're ready to testify and allege some pretty striking behavior.
Okay, so the big four: Tyson Foods, JBS, Cargill, and National Beef. Recognize a few of those names. What do they have to say about this lawsuit?
Well, we reached out to the companies, didn't hear from some of them. Tyson Foods gave us a statement, a compelling statement, saying, you know, we deny these claims. We think this lawsuit has absolutely no merit and no basis in fact. And furthermore, they said, we want our suppliers to succeed. You know, our economic fate is tied to them. And when they do well, we all do well.
Do we know what happens next?
Right. So the next step is that a judge has to be persuaded that this case satisfies the rules of civil procedure and adequately pleads a cause of action. So a next step forward. So a judge has to basically decide that this case has merit. And if that happens, then the plaintiffs will likely have a chance to prove their case in court.
Joe Fassler is deputy editor of the New Food Economy. We'll link to his story at TexasStandard.org. Joe, thanks again.
Thanks so much, David.
And you are listening to the Texas Standard.